That's, you know, one example. So the other nirtama, the killing, the stealing, say, so what is it? All those completely nirtama as four suffers also is similar to. Then if you believe in morality, abstain from both, then the four is all the happiness, life, life, and pain. So, so it makes huge differences here. Not only this life piece, but in all the future life, it makes huge differences, you see. Huge differences. But still, one nirtama, it makes huge difference to all the future life, you see. So, as I mentioned normally, by killing one insect or by killing one simple being, then as a result, you will be killed 500 lifetimes. So, killing one simple being, you kill one simple being, as a result, you will kill 500 lifetimes by others. So that. From one nirtama, you will experience many lifetimes, things like that. So it's not easy, so very heavy. So therefore, it makes sense. That now you can see in how it is equipped. You know, if you live even in one vow of sinner from that nirtama, you can see your life, all the future life makes huge differences, you know. So many things happen, so that. So now here you can see how this is best contribution for the world peace from time to that. So now why we take refuge to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, is it why we need to refuge to all three, why we need to take refuge to Dharma, that you can understand without Dharma. Without exercising Dharma, you cannot be liberated from cause of the suffering of samsara, you see. Cycle of death and rebirth, all these things, you can remove the cause of the suffering, you see. From delusion karma, you can remove that without refuge Dharma. Okay? So then, Dharma has to be revealed by Buddha, so then, naturally, go for the refuge of Buddha, you love Buddha. So then, Sangha has to help the flesh, Sangha, just like a heavy, very sick patients, you know, severe patients, not enough medicine, you need a doctor and you need a nurse for that, yeah. And so you need to take those 12 days to be totally free from all. Not just some sickness, you know, cancer or something, not the whole entire oceans or something, sometimes to be free, and then you need to be in delusion karma, okay? So therefore you need, there's not the means you need there. So taking Ramadana is the big, basis, foundation. And so from that it starts. So the difficulty is the package, yeah, that they are practicing attainment. So, that. Yeah. So that's the purpose of it. And then here now, not as in, this is just what I'm talking about for your own liberation, you see. But not so bad, but you see, to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, here the purpose must be greater. So therefore, then you need to take refuge. Dharma, you see, then the founder of the refuge is Sang Buddha, then help to actualize the refuge of Dharma, Sangha, you know. And so you allow this. So then, by taking these three, then if you're taking only refuge, you know, there's a thing I'm going to take only refuge, was a vow, okay? But if you're taking any of the vows from five, then I'm taking Upasika vow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever number you're taking. So you should take some of that, you know. as far as six months conduct, then there's some disease, but how you maintain is to, when you see the arms, you know, arms not have a celebration. Who is the owner, you see, the other people, the other, see, not owned by you, these, owned by others, you see, so, basically, that, abandoned, the six months conduct, see, like that, in short, like this. Yeah, so before taking, then please do your confession to the statue Buddha, you know, into Buddha, to your confession. Then after that, the law will be delivered to your confession. Okay? So then you kneel down. If you kneel down, you kneel down. If you can't kneel down, then sit for the knowledge. For taking the procession. Yeah, please repeat the prayer. Please repeat the prayer for that question. So then also so, Zumba also so, they say, what's your name? Shejiwe, to the name of the, so here, those who are living in the higher nation, like the 36 vows or the 23 vows of the higher ordination, then you don't take the law ordination, law as a vow. So if you take the law vow, then you see you lose the higher ordination. So so there's this danger, so you don't take. Just along with Dhamma Sangha, that probably they take an Upasaka vow. So to do that, if you do that, if you take a lower vow, while you high vow, then you lose that. Because you are promising, oh, I'm going to practice this, this five level for these five vows, or this. So then it's kind of like, it's like, I guess it's like that. Nothing of those other vows you're doing before, see. but the Edmahana precept, that is exceptional. And there's technically Bodhicitta motivation, and it has a three or four specialties, you see. So that's different. That doesn't interfere. That doesn't lose the vows or the vows. It doesn't Mangloose, by taking Edmapa, that's exceptional. See. But Padimosa vow, then if you are living a higher vow, you can't take a long vow. So you don't need to think taking the Upasaka vow. So think now with one. From bottom of heart, one contrary line with the line Buddha, you see, by taking the qualities of Buddha, you see, the freedom of the departments, the mysterious mind, and having complete quality of the realizations of the Buddha, okay? The fully enlightened mind or fully enlightened mind, okay? So by thinking that, who has all that perfect power to liberate oneself from all the suffering, samsara. Okay. From the two extremes, samsara and nirvana, can raw nirvana is can say save. So Sanjeva. Now next one is the Guru Dhamma. the actual Dhamma, that the true path, true cessation of suffering, true path. Okay, so that. But of course you take that's also Dhamma, conventional Dhamma, the scriptures, Tibetan the scriptures. So you take, actually you take the people. The Buddha is also Absolute Buddha, conventional Buddha. Conventional Buddha is the aspect of Rupakaya. Absolute Buddha is Dhammakaya. So that is the table. And the Sangha, the conventional Sangha, Absolute Sangha. Conventional Sangha is the four members, either fully ordained man or fully ordained monk, living pure vow in number four, who don't have the realization of true power precisions, true cessation of the sufferings. The absolute sangha is they can be even what doesn't have to be four, can be wang or den or lei, can be also lei, where the realization of true cessation of suffering to come, you see. So, after taking this thought, after Sangha, for Sangha. The Jabang Tawa, Nam Ye Cho, Che La, Yap Lun Chiro, So Nam Ye Cho, Pide La, Ade, now take Sangha, because Hans Lap. Pide La, Yap Lun Chiro, Da, Shizhi Chue Yapadu, enter the first. Taking the episode of the Pajamasa into that. But this about after enlightenment. But here, Pajamasa came after the death, you see. So, the question to grant the Obasakamara. See, you take only refuge, eating only Obasakamara. But if you take another day, you think Obasakamara, okay? About this matter. She said, yeah, Pado. Dharma, Bajatan Tawa, Namji Cho, Chela Jepsu Chivo, Anasaga, So Namji Cho, Chela Jepsu Chivo, Da, Chise Padu, Nzogi Nindu, Leven Je Song Do, so the end of the say, oh, Kinyin Tu, So, from this time, then I became Lopin. Lopin is a leader, leading the disciple in the path of enlightenment by giving the vow, okay? Religious vow. So that, so I become your, the preceptor of the Lopin. So from this time, then now, next one is then, the whatever vow, number of vow, the lay vow is you think to take it, then you think that in the mind, okay? You think that those vows you take, you think in the mind, in the heart, and then think that as a past, you know, they change the mind, they change the actions, you see. Then as a, they live in this morality and they achieve deliberation, you see. So it's meditated, and I'm also the going to abstain from such a karma with this, you see. And engage in this, practice this, live this vow. Yeah? Oh, different. so think, just think of it. So without repetition, without normally there's a repetition in the vow, so say, and that's so just And then you think in your heart like this, in the side. then you say, then you answer, when I say Tabi, you know, this is the method, here, this is the method for liberation. Then you think, then you answer, respond to that, Lexo. Tawa, you know, you say Lexo. Tawa, you know. I was wondering what happened. The lecture is not coming, so that what went wrong? So that's it. So in this refuge book, there's it. There's a. I'm not going to go through the details. So it's explained here. By taking refuge and teachings to practice and teachings to abandon and teachings to practice, and so that by taking refuge in our Sangha, okay? So I don't need to go through that, you can read it, you must read this in. You learn something that could be that. So one thing is, so just to, if I read it, you'll understand, you must read it and study it. So one thing to mention that is, very important that, one thing is what to, by taking refuge to Buddha, the world worship abandoned, following the wrong guide, wrong founder, wrong guide, you see, who show wrong path, contradictory to Buddha's path, you see, wrong. Then that way, for example, that you have the a wise doctor who gives the right treatment, you see, then there's a wrong doctor, so you follow the wrong doctor, who gives the wrong treatment, then you see that then it interferes the right doctor to help you, you see. So exactly like that. So therefore, that's the reason. So therefore, you don't follow the wrong doctor, you see. So similar in the attaining the liberation enlightenment. it's just for your sake, protection, you see, like that. Then the other one is what one should practice is that in a statue of Buddha, even the painting of Buddha, drawing of Buddha, even if it's broken, even a small piece, so you pick up, then it's a real Buddha, then you put a high clean place. That if it's a statue, then you can put together, you know. However, if it's broken, you put a high clean place, so that's how it goes. You don't look up it, you know. If you're there, you put it in it. Yes, it's a living Buddha, you put a high clean place for it. So you can put all those keep this high somewhere in a special place, you know, in a container or something which you put together. Then you see, in Tibet or in certain Buddhism, then there's a, outside there's a, you know, end of the rock, where the rain doesn't come, so on the rock some small box, you know, square, and the house small, small, then put everything, missing pages, everything, you carry it, you know, and the rock, then put in this, like small, little house, see. But if they're missing places, all this, so this way it doesn't burn garbage, you know. So then you could dissipate the very karma. Now there's people also step over and create karma, so it doesn't happen. So this way you take it to some place where there's this, in the rock, or either this small house in the rock, you see, where there's put, as a cave, you see, then there's a house. That's glad you put all the important statues or missing pages or down with them, you see. So that's kind of a need, you know. That also helps others in the way to come up, not cleaning them. So how you go, normally in your house, you know, some bag or some paper bag or something, not as garbage, you know, but some high places you put all the missing pages. The statue broken or you can't fix them, okay? So, you cannot, you cannot put title of the Dharma text. You cannot put it on the on the cushion on the bed without something, you see, some clean without table or without something, you know, to lift up the public ground or on the cushion without something that you can't put down the statues on the bare ground on the bed or the cushion, even a cushion. Cushion or you sit, you can't put Dhamma text there. This is that. Or you can't take Dhamma book with the cushion and Dhamma text. Look at this, or like that, you see. should carry separately, not with cushion, this carry. Or you sit, or use the cushion, you put the Dhamma text and you sit on that, or other things, you see. And also, I think during the teachings, during the pujas, you know, people have prayer books, you know. People have prayer books, you see. So make sure you don't walk over, and then they pull all disrespect. Done with not knowing that this is creating karma, not knowing that, and sometimes maybe not paying attention. So many times when you're passing talks or when doing this, you see, during the teachings or puja time, you know, to prepare with people to step over the prayer books. So those putting on the cushions, the Dhamma text, you see. Beginning of the teaching of pujas, putting the prayer book, putting the prayer books is used during the teaching of the puja, and then on these cushions, you put like this, so like the energy, you have some paper or something to, without something underneath, you can put Dhamma text like that. On your cushion, you see, on the meditation cushion. So kind of little things that disappear. If the disrespect happened, what happens? Then it defects your mind. It obscures your mind. Then makes it difficult to have realization, makes it difficult to have insight. It makes it difficult to understand Dharma, to learn the words, to learn Dharma words, to understand meanings, to memorize, to stay unable to keep in mind, you see. So this thing happens. So it was an obstacle to have realization for liberation enlightenment, you know. It was an obstacle to benefit some things with obscure mind. So this is a very important term. It's very important. All the statues cannot put in the ground. But statues cannot put in the ground, bare ground, without some table, without this is that. So one time at Dharma Chakra Institute, I think maybe last year or something, there was a statue put in the ground, on the bare ground. So then there's one young Tibetan girl who is Dharamsala, who is a very highly intelligent being that who protect Ishmael, who always protect Ishmael from obstacles, traveling or any. So who is a very high attained being. So you see who can predict things and so that there was one time an unbelievable danger down south happened, you see. There were many of people would die. There's going to be a huge earthquake, unbelievable earthquake and a volcano. So and many millions of people die if that happens. So what she did was So she built a ministry bus around as a prevention around his palace, you know, the temple. I think part of it was the Edward and Stewart. Then one is a Tibetan school, the children's school, and also the Novilinga one place down there, and also a few places to go to Stupa. And then the round Stewart put out his nursery, then she herself filled up with all the mantras. And with another lama there, so two of them. When they were putting the mantra inside Stupa, the monks from the monastery, the monks went away for lunch. So while they were away for lunch, they put all the temple of mantra inside. Because when they put the mantra inside Stupa, it has to be a very pure samaya, you know, they put in mantras and those. It's very careful, several statues. So her servant and then she would say, so she went inside to fill up the mantra. Then she got stuck with the mantra as a title. So she got stuck as a mantra. So then what I heard was told me that but she did meditation, then come out. She did meditation, then just come out. So, was it all the mantras around the star, you see. So anyway, somebody was there, I didn't bring. So then she came to Ramakala and shoot, and she saw this Buddha statue put on the ground. And I think it's outside, not outside of the actual building center, but there's a Chinese Bomba, you know, where there's a place for Jumune. So that's, I think it's supposed to be called inside or something, but there's something. Later I found out it was a temple put on the ground. But you can't get the image temporary put on the background. You can't do that. Anyone who knows about refugee practice, you never put a statue on the ground. Of course, we've seen the statues in the shops and put on the ground, but they don't know. They don't know. So then she came and she saw this statue on the ground. She cried. And then she didn't explain why. But the other people wonder why she cried, didn't they? She thought, oh, there's something, I remember about Tibet or something. So she told me then she thought, you see, this Buddhist center doesn't know refugee practice. Is what she thought, this center, you know, doesn't know refugee. You know, This very beginning practice, this by taking refuge, teaching the Bible, teaching to practice with respect to, you know, you start to get your broken, even, you know, Dharma text, even missing pages, or even if you want, you see the ground, you pick up, think this is the actual Dharma. You know, who were liberated from samsara, they could have can practice it. So that in Tibet, they see the one Tibetan alphabet, one syllable on the ground, they pick up that, then put a hat in place, you see. But so even that one syllable, you know, it has meaning, you see. And then sound further, so that. and also many people see the Japanese garden, what's called Japanese garden. So the garden where one Buddha, see this Japanese garden, so this one sort of like custom, sort of like a custom. So then again, that doesn't have any seat, you know. You can't put it outside, but it's, you see, there should be some seat, you know, some high up, you see, throne or something. You can't sit just bare ground. But this is fact against refugee practice. So what happened in Washington? Washington is the old student institute. One of the stuff is sent out. Question center. So the Terry and the Roy So they had a Japanese garden, which is the Japanese garden outside, so they had one Buddha in the garden, but they didn't have any seed. So what happened was, the next neighbor is Muslim. The next neighbor is Muslim. They're not Buddhist, he's a Muslim. But that family of Muslim lady came and put something level, then put the Buddha on top. You know, so it's very interesting. The next level is a Muslim, she can, you know, put something on top, put something on one level, you know. Then put the Buddha a little bit higher. Okay, so very interesting. Mm-hmm. But they're Muslims, no Buddhists. But she, I think she felt, but she felt, you know, embarrassed. She felt sad in Buddhism, even though she's a Muslim. So. So these things important to know. Because we think we don't create the karma, we create the karma, we don't know this detail. So anyway, so when she saw Buddha and Dhamma, she cried, so it was because, you see, this is a statue of the Buddha who is the founder of the present Buddha, who revealed all the power, the Eightfold House teachings of Buddha, in all the teachings of this world, and where numbers and things have been enlightened from there. So this Buddha is put outside on the bare ground. So you see, quite very upset. So, then she told me that, I mean, they don't refuge, the center doesn't know refuge. I mean, the center have a master program, 7 years program, you see. Studying very extensive philosophy, you know, studying very extensive philosophy. But I think it's through the director. I think not the present director. The organizers. So anyway, so that. So cannot put a practice on the cushion on. Organizers, when they arrange before puja, they could really not get prayer books on the cushion. But if you put on the table, you put on the table of power, then when the people can't be, then you can pass to each other. This is much easier. So by taking the sangha, what we should do is it. Tibetan lady, the girl, the lady, after she blows two girls like this, then that huge, unbelievable, many, many people, that didn't happen. But she says, she told me that still, some of them still happen, you know, still can happen. So it didn't happen, but it didn't cause much danger. I don't know. And it didn't happen, big danger, you know, they didn't kill anything. So she mentioned about the tales of those things. So by telling Buddhist Sangha, what we should abandon is following the wrong founder, not here the wrong guide. Didn't you? If you follow the wrong guide, it's like you have a good friend, you have a good friend, but when you follow the bad friend at the same time, then a good friend cannot help you. Something so you follow the wrong guide, the friend cannot help. Lost you. So therefore, you should abandon or follow the wrong guide. What one should practice is that any ordinary person, or doesn't matter whether any other tradition, you know, whether it's Tibetan, whether it's the yellow rope, the blue rope, whatever it is, and the Buddhist, you see, and when you see, think, when you see, then think, respect, and that this is my guide, who liberated me from samsara, so you respect him. So, even if you see outside some mistakes, you see, respect, think that's my guide, who liberated me from samsara, so you from yourself, respect. If you respect, the people come up. So, very powerful karma, you know, good karma you create, you know, with the Sangha. So that, living in the high vow, see, living in the vow, So if you offer service, respect, offering service, very powerful karma will come and create service. And then there are 7 or 8 advices, general advice. That so always practice compassion and always love on the well being with the word strength, the Buddha, showing Buddha's path, so love on that and the taking refuge, and then that the prostration, when you get up to prostration, at least to prostration to it. I don't want to be good at three professions. At least, but even during Kathy Buddha, by the sound of that profession. So, and then I say, controlling the controlling the mind. See, when there's danger to create a heavenly karma, instead of the. And then, the listening Dharma, and so it doesn't mean, I think in town or somewhere, some people think that, wherever there's that Dharma teaching is given in the country, it must go to listen. It doesn't mean that. Really. So generally, to listen teachings from the Guru, that general instruction. Then taking more higher, like 8 precepts or more number of the letter, for example. So there are about 7 or 8 general advice. Before you eat and drink, you see, first you offer food, make offer to the Dhamma Sangha from your heart. Whether you know the prayer or not, first you offer the Sangha Mountain, offer to Dhamma Sangha. Then you take this blessing to make your life beneficial for sentience, to practice Dhamma, to serve. This name is for that. So that's the thing. We did dedication, say, then did all the past, present, future, merits and the practice balances, and the problems. Okay? So then, may I and all sentient beings be able to complete the parameter of morality, by keeping it without mistake, without pride. Keeping pure, something like that. So she was in there, she did get to like this. Please take the merit to them. Please take the merit to exercise bodhicitta. Those hardworking family members in the household, and all students and the supporters and all the so many people who give up their life, sacrifice their life to the organization, to service to some of the meetings Buddha in all their hearts, and those who love them in all their hearts, those who serve them there. Or the house in the house of all the snippings, without you in second, okay? And in his heart, but it's generated to be increased. Chanjo, Senjo, Rimboje, Madhya, Brahmaya, Bhagavatam made the Buddha to be present in the heart of all the leaders of the world. And then next one, I made the Buddha to be present in the heart of all the terrorists, of all the people who have helped to harm the world. Bhagavatam's name. Let's leave a second. Chanchu, Sanjo, Limbo, Jepa, 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 to learn and to meditate, to make closer progress in enlightenment. So all this, every single purification, every single merit we grant to, every single understand Dharma, all this, we should be kind of wisdom of Dharma. So please dedicate to him, so as to step out of the Holy Spirit's presence. And all that's an incredible opportunity to receive from this organization, from this, from the and at the end of the centers in the organization. So this is because this, by so this received from the all these opportunities from the Lama Yeshe, who founded this organization. So so second is that so the. Whatever religious Lama Yeshe had in power to be exercised to meditate, to be exercised everything exactly then, incarnation Lama was limited to like Lama Tsongkhapa, like Sunda Lama, then to offer extensive benefit to the sentient beings in this world, see, to the sentient beings in this very lifetime. So, that's, so there's a prayer written, who did who been unbelievable kind of the you know guided so many students in the organization and also outside the organization who had traveled for many years all various countries and many times and gave sutra and tons of teachings and that so many thousands had incredible opportunity to meet Buddha Dharma and learn sutra and especially and also tantra and kalachakra. Received many initiations with that and then opportunity like tantra, you know, kupa. So the Kitty Rinpoche wrote the prayer of Kuru return and a Kuru return the but say sent me to translate so just in English a little bit, that so they need to say, just say about to finish, but need to put in equal English. So, but they can recite also phonetics. I mean, you can do things like that without English. So that maybe last night, tonight to do the even phonetics, but then they did. This is about our talk last minute, so I think. So, this is the how many students here, this is teaching from the beginning. So, it makes it great. So, there's more great power to pursue to the incarnation to quit return or to receive the incarnation. Yeah, so then, which is whatever. Holy wisdom with the hand to be realized, I mean, exactly, then maybe see the religious incarnation as good possible, to turn down the will, like possible to turn down the will in all the world and pure Dharma and spread pure Dharma, so past life, other past lives, and to bring the light of Dharma into the world, dispel darkness or ignorance and stillness with that. Do all the tea time is quite fun, tea time is good, but there's there was a lot of family members, all the students. All the students, all the employees, supporters, benefactors, and all of this. Also, so many of them, directors, and so many who gave sacrifice their life to the organization, to this organization, doing services to them. This is where my community came up there. I'm doing service to them, they made all that. All of us, then everyone else here, maybe have long life, maybe have long life to be healthy, body, mind, and the extra, and all the wishes, our wishes be succeeded immediately, according to the Dharma, especially the extravagant Lama Sangha's teaching, unified Sri Tantra in all our hearts, in all our hearts without delay, second. May all their statues meet there, but then as the different parts of the world, the final feeding of Kushinaga, also meet there with the statue here, and with their land, you know, the monastery here, all the Saragadic monasteries. Or they come here to Molong, the great festival of the Lama Tsongkhapa. There's four special activities of Lama Tsongkhapa, benefits many. There's one is Molong. This great festival that benefits many sentient beings. The monks do examination, they get degrees, they study in so many years, 30, 40 years. So, in Tibet, in many thousands of learned monks in Tibet, they give answer, then they give degrees for that. So here, as I was advised, which is every other year to do Molong here. So they do on the land, so the monastery and there was whatever statue and then. They allow that another process. So, to those to the completed, then also many of the statues in the world and all the whole of the world who is going to purify the mother to bring to our present cause of the Mary to bring the enlightenment possible and so on and to build a monastery that is doing the world and of course and the opportunity to offer food and food and the money offerings for the teachers in the one of those monasteries. There's a great monastery where there's most extensive learning Buddha Dharma. Many teachers in each monastery, so all these services those models, the other models, those two, say, to be continued to be developed, say, also service offerings, so to be more accessible, and then various one needs all the families, all the needs for that, as well as all various social services, okay. Various social services I mentioned in the past days are those to be more beneficial in the image, and they made a cost and compassion in all those who receive those services. And also Dharma publications or the Dharma books for all over the world, and in the corner, that people can give the opportunity to learn, to open their wisdom items also there, was beneficial and more accessible. And as well as the prison policy also, which is most beneficial, benefit all the prison people in the prison, so that bringing nothing is possible. They to liberate from extra prison samsara is possible. So. Then every same time to be most beneficial from the cause to find federal karma, the house of syndicates, and find cause to extra buddhiji in the house of all syndicates. And then especially spread out of the teaching in the house, then bring them out as well. And whatever projects they have each center, you know, the social services or spread dharma and all the conditions they need in the bank houses or whatever they may be. So all those to be succeed, to be immediately to be succeed, you know, that the very similar needs, all the having all the needs for them. So that so the because able to eliminate this world from suffering, but that and here the root injured then the to be most beneficial in the events, and that anybody who come for sick people and people who come for teachings, anyone who come here, they just the minute when they put their feet on the land, then they meet people, all the new karma, then they may be able to get a bond of audience from that time, and they immediately heal all their sicknesses and spirit harm. Actually, bodhicitta and realize emptiness and achieve madness is possible. So that happens. This. And all their wishes get fulfilled. Just put their feet here on the land of the center. So that, and say, however, become wish feeling to all simple beings. So like this, and say, all the rest of the centers. You know. Here that the same or the same the school here and also the before the leprosy before quite a number of years leprosy there at Vienna now the helping the TB or the other sick people and also the school things like that. Same, to be a most beneficial person there as well. Did you all the powers present prison? And did you all the powers present prison made it part of the time as well as those entities? That which is empty, my life was empty, exists but empty. With the enlightenment which exists but empty. Lead all the sentiments which exist but who exist but who are empty. Lead to the enlightenment which exists but which is empty. Bhāma sabhālo, who exists but also empty. I dual Krita merits, dual merits to be able to wholly extend this of the Buddhist Vasana Bhadda Mikvaja realizes, I did go all merits and the Krita merits to the merits. Then you say, spreading Dharma, the limited, dedication, I'll take it as a all the merits we practice in this, as I mentioned already, in this retreat, you know, and it's made in practice in the all the times. Spread Dharma, the Lambda, teaching in the heart of all in this world. particularly in those countries with a lot of violence, and a lot of suffering. So.
Amen.
some rooms blessing speech and mantra to bless the mana, and the special mantra to bless, you know, by chanting that your body becomes meaning, or your body becomes meaning, meaning of hope, like your power double and stupor, that benefit or something means that anybody will touch gives you a power, that your body has a lot of power to us, you know. The meaning of the world likes to bless you to have more power than that to snare you.